小弟现在奉主的圣名来跟大家查考，义人的祷告大有功效。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'd like to study the topic together. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
我们现在请看雅各书第五章。
Let's turn to the Song of Solomon, chapter 5.
雅各书。
Book of James, chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
Book of James, chapter 5.
第五章，我们请读第十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
这一句圣经我们常常会读到的。
And this is a familiar verse we often turn to.
他说我们要彼此认罪，互相代求。
Here says, confess your trespass to one another and pray for one another.
也就是说我们人跟人相处有时候会有一些不愉快的时候。
And that is, in our interpersonal relations, sometimes there may be conflicts.
但有时候不见得是谁一定是谁对或谁错。
And sometimes it's not necessarily that anyone is at fault.
但是不管是怎么样的情况，如果我们都能够有这样的态度，能够彼此认罪，互相代求。
But regardless of the situation, if we can all confess to one another and to pray for one another.
那这样子，他说，使你们就可以得医治。
And here says that you may be healed.
那这个医治包括肉体的，也包括心灵的。
This healing includes both physically and spiritually.
有时候我们人心灵的重担会带来肉体的病痛。
Sometimes the burdens of the spirit of the mind will bring about physical illness.
所以一个人如果生活在一个很重大压力底下，他的身体很可能会出问题。
Therefore, a person living under great stress, may have physical illnesses.
那我们心灵的压力有时候会让我们整个心哦，开朗不起来。
Sometimes the burden of the spirit and mind will allow us not be able to be happy.
久了就会变成忧郁。
And after a long period of time, we'll become depressed.
所以我们人跟人之间一定要能够很坦诚的互相的接纳，然后在这个互动当中得到喜乐。
Therefore, in our relationship, we must be truthful to one another and be able to accept one another.
所以有喜乐的生活呢，就是我们跟人相处的时候就没有所谓的隔阂，不想要看到某一种人，不会有那个压力。
Having a joyful and peaceful life with one another means there is no distance between us.
那接下去他说义人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
The following says the prayer of a righteous man is greatly effective.
那所以这个义人就是能够在神面前被称义的人呢。
A righteous man is one who is, has been called righteous before the Lord.
那这个义人又是懂得祷告的。
And the righteous man knows how to pray.
义人如果不懂得祷告，就不会是义人了。
If a righteous man does not know how to pray, then they are not regarded as righteous.
那所以他说义人祷告力量是很大的。
Therefore says the prayer of a righteous man is powerful.
那接下去十七节呢，他就用以利亚这个人做例子。
And following verse 17, Elisha was given as an example.
那先知以利亚的故事，我们很多人都很熟的。
And we are all very familiar with the story of Prophet Elijah.
他不祷告，天就三年六个月不下雨。
And he prayed, and it did not rain for 3.5 years.
他说求不要下雨，他跟神说不要下雨。
He prayed to God to not rain.
那雨就三年半不降下来。
And the rain seems to cease to come down for 3.5 years.
那这个国家就饥荒了。
And there was a famine in the kingdom.
百姓就受苦了。
The people suffered.
但是他为什么求不要下雨？
But why did he pray for the rain to stop?
那是因为神的旨意，神要他不要祷告的。
It was because the will of God, God wanted him to not pray for rain.
那所以他不祷告，雨就不来啊。
When he doesn't pray for rain, the rain doesn't come.
那十八节又说，他又祷告，那天就降下雨来。
In verse 18, he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain.
所以你看。这个人的祷告能够影响整个国家。
So we can see how the prayer of one person can affect the whole nation.
那百姓生活有没有办法改善，就是看他祷告的时候，他要祷告求雨还是不要求雨。
And whether the life of the people can get better depends on whether Elijah would pray for rain or not.
那我们看到这样的经文，我们觉得说，哇，那我们如果能够像以利亚，不知道多好。
When we read upon this passage, we may wish how wonderful it would be if we were just like Elijah.
那当然，以利亚他在旧约时代是神特选的先知。
We know Elijah in the Old Testament was special prophet chosen by God.
他的故事在列王记上写得很清楚。
His story are all recorded in 1 Kings.
但是我们今天在看这段圣经的时候
，But today when we read this passage,
这个义人其实有可能就是你，就是我。就是我们弟兄当中每一个人。
And today, this righteous man could be you or me or anyone amongst us.
现在问题就是说，我们有没有办法肯定我们是义人
？But the question is whether or not we can confirm that we are this righteous man.
如果我们是义人，那接下去我们要怎么做
？If we are a righteous man, then following what shall we do?
我们当如何祷告
？How should we pray?
那这样子，我们的祷告也能够有功效。
And so by that, our prayers may also be effective.
我们能够替别人祷告。
That we may pray for others,
别人就能够经历神的这个福气。
And others may experience God's blessings.
我们也可以为自己祷告。
We may also pray for ourselves.
我们也可以经历神的作为。
And we too will experience God's work.
所以其实圣经在新约跟旧约对有关于义人这个观念是有层次的。
So in both in the Old and New Testament, the Bible has given different levels to the definition of a righteous man.
我们在新约看到的义人基本上是在主耶稣基督来了以后的。
And the righteous men found in the Old New Testament are appear after the Lord Jesus came to this world.
比如说，我们现在请看罗马书第三章。
For example, let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10. Verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
十一节。
11, there is none who understands, there is none who seeks after God.
十二节。
12, they all have turned aside, they all together become unprofitable, there is none who does good, no, not one.
十三节。
13, their throat is an open tomb, and their tongues they have practiced deceit, the poison of asps is under their lips.
14节。
14, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness.
15节。
15, their feet are swift to shed blood.
16节。
16, destruction and misery are in their ways.
17节。
17, and a way of peace they have not known.
18节。
18, there is no fear of God before their eyes.
你看这一段，它每一节都很简单的几个字而已。
And each verse is very, very simple.
但是它一个信息很清楚，它说没有义人，连一个也没有。
But the message is clear that there is not one righteous man.
那是因为他们不知道要寻求神。
It's because they do not know to seek after God.
那就是偏离正路的。
And they have gone astray from the right path.
所以寻求神的才知道什么是正路。
So only those who seek after God will know what the right path is.
那寻求神的也才有可能行善。
And only those who seek after God knows how to practice good.
因为神是善的源头。
And for God is the source of all goodness.
只有一位是善的，就是神。
And there is only one good God, and that is God.
所以当人不知道要寻求神的时候，就不知道什么是善的。
So when men do not know how to seek after God, they don't know what is good.
那人如果不走在这个正路上，他所走的路就是歪路了。
So if they don't know how to walk on the right path, then the path they walk on is one of deceit.
那十三节开始，他在说明我们人走在世人这个道路上的生活的表现。
So from verse 13 onward describes our the portrayal of our life if we are to walk on the path of this world.
那都跟我们的嘴巴有关系的。
And they are related to our mouth.
所以他说，舌头是敞开的坟墓啊。
So it says the throat is an open tomb.
舌头弄诡诈。
And they practice deceit.
所以里面说出的都是听人让人很伤心的话。
And they speak words of hurt and poison.
第十八节说，满口十四节说满口都是咒诅苦毒。
And their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness.
那接下去，那人走的这个路上他说，飞跑都是做一些残害暴虐的事。
And the ways that they walk on, their feet are swift to shed blood.
不知道什么是平安。
They know not what peace is.
所以这样的一个世人真正的情况，其实我们观察周遭的我们的环境，我们可以对照的。
And we can actually see such a scenario when we observe the surroundings.
如果今天我们不认识神。
Today, if we do not know God,
其实我们很难在我们的生活当中成为一个义人的。
You know, it is very difficult to become a righteous man in our life.
在农业社会古时候，生活比较单纯的时候，人还会比较保守。
And before in an agriculture society, when men are more preserved,
但是现在资讯很发达。
But now today, technology is very advanced.
世界各角落所发生的事情，我们可能都能够看得到。
And we may know and see everything that happened takes place in every corner of the world.
我们发现 罪恶真的是到处都是。
Then we realize that sin and the wickedness is in fact everywhere.
所以人就是这么样的一个状况。
And this is the situation that we are in.
但是现在主耶稣来了以后
，But after Lord Jesus came to this world,
他就让我们知道什么叫做义了。
He allowed us to know what a righteous man means.
所以圣经用一句话来概括人在认识耶稣以前的现况。
So Bible has used one verse to describe how men are like before the coming of God.
就是三章二十三节说的，世人都犯罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
And that is in chapter 2, verse 23, that all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
那但是现在耶稣基督来了以后
，After Lord Jesus Christ have come，
他就要来拯救我们。
He has come to save us。
所以我们看三章二十五节。
That's read chapter 3, verse 25, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith and demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God has passed over the sins that were previously committed.
所以主耶稣基督来救赎人类啊，我们可以白白称义。
Lord Jesus came to save mankind so that we may be freely justified.
主耶稣他是神设立的挽回祭，就是要为人的罪来做祭物的那一个啊，这个最重要的关键人。
And Lord Jesus is the propitiation, the atonement that has been set by God.
所以借着耶稣基督流宝血
，Therefore through the shedding of His precious blood，
啊，借着我们人愿意相信他所做的。
And through the willing acceptance of men，
那能够让神的义显明在我们的身上。
And that God's righteousness may be demonstrated in us。
所以我们信耶稣之后可以被称义了。
Therefore, after we believe in Christ, we may be justified。
请读二十六节。
Verse 26, to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus。
所以我们今天在信主以后，我们就成为神面前的义人。
Today, after we have believed in Lord Jesus Christ, we have been justified before Him.
那个圣经啊，其他信息说，我们就把主耶稣基督啊穿在我们身上了。
Bible also tells us that we have put Christ on.
所以义人是穿上耶稣基督的。
So righteous men had put on Christ.
所以当我们今天信主接受洗礼以后
，Therefore, today after we have believed in Christ and baptized,
我们就穿上白衣。
We have put on this white cloth.
就是主耶稣基督的义就在我们身上。
And that is Lord Jesus' righteousness is now on us.
神是看在主耶稣基督的份上，称我们为义的。
And Lord Jesus, God has justified us for the sake of Lord Jesus.
是因为我们接受耶稣基督宝血的救赎。
It is because we have received the washing and the salvation of His blood.
所以我们就被神称为义了。
So we have been redeemed, we have been justified by God.
这不是因为我们有什么好行为。
It is not because of any of our own good
deeds. 真的是因着主耶稣基督他的救赎，我们今天把他穿在身上，神就不纪念我们过去的错误。
It was by the grace and the blood of Lord Jesus Christ that God no longer holds our past accountable.
所以我们信主以后，我们接受洗礼，才有可能成为真正的义人。
Only after we are baptized into Christ may we become a true righteous man.
那现在我们弟兄姐妹，我们绝大部分的人都已经接受主耶稣宝血的救赎。
And now majority of us have received the saving grace of our Lord.
我们在神面前是义人。
And we are all righteous men before Him.
要怎么样让我们的祷告是有功效的
？So how can we allow our prayers to become one that is effective?
那我们以这样的一个观念，现在来看诗篇。
So with this concept, let's turn to the book of Psalm.
因为在诗篇会提到很多有关于义人跟恶人的对比。
The Psalm, book of Psalm have many comparisons between the righteous and wicked.
那当然在旧约的时代，主耶稣还没有来以前。
You know, in the Old Testament, prior to Lord Jesus coming,
其实就一直在预言这个义人啊，应该是怎么样的表现。
It has long prophesied how the righteous man will be.
那这个义人基本上都强调他们愿意听神的话的。
It has emphasized that the righteous will heed the words of God.
他们愿意照神所设定的规矩来生活。
They are submissive to the instructions and the way of God's life.
能够愿意在神面前谦卑他自己的。
They're willing to humble themselves before God's presence.
当然，我们在旧约的圣经里面会发现，人再怎么样努力哦，总是做的不完全。
And we can know in the Old Testament, no matter how men have strived hard forward, they cannot achieve completion.
所以新约圣经，特别在罗马书才会特别强调说，我们人没有一个人靠律法能够被神称义。
And therefore, in Book of Romans, tell us none of us may be justified through laws.
但是这个是一个精神。
But this is only a spirit.
因为人如果愿意做的心。
Because if a man have a willing heart,
他生活就会相对的改变。
And naturally, their life will change.
所以我们在旧约圣经看到很多义人，圣经里面讲的这些 好的这个这些人物哦，都是有缺点。
And therefore, we see in the Old Testament many of the characters they were with flaws.
就是没有办法完美。
That they were not able to reach perfection.
这说明我们人真的是在罪里面生活，我们人再怎么努力，靠自己都不行的。
It only tells us that we live in sin, and no matter how hard we try, we cannot achieve perfection by ourselves.
那可是因为旧约本身就是新约的影子。
But we know the Old Testament is a shadow to the New Testament.
圣经里面告旧约里面告诉我们很多义人应该有的表现。
And the Old Testament tells us of many deeds a righteous man will possess.
我们今天信主，接受耶稣基督宝血救赎，成为义人以后。
Today, after we have believed in Lord Jesus Christ and become justified.
我们再回过来看旧约圣经。
When we turn back to read the Old Testament.
来看旧约圣经，它所揭开给我们应当追求的目标。
And it will see the revelation of the goals that we need to pursue after.
在旧约的时代，有些人他们真的很认真的。
You know, in the Old Testament, there are characters who truly have done their best.
他们对神的话语非常的重视。
And they highly value the words of God.
他们用各种方法，就是要把神的话记在心里。
They utilize our ways so that they may remember the words of God.
然后能够攻克己身，要把这个神的道理把它行出来。
So that they may discipline themselves and carry out the words of God.
我们今天早上来从诗篇第一篇、第五篇跟第六篇来看三个重点。
And today, this morning, we'd like to study three points from chapter 1, chapter 5, and chapter 6 of Psalm.
我们都很期待我们这个义人常常可以祷告神。
And we are long, to be a righteous man who often pray to our God.
我们要先了解我们在主耶稣面前被救赎之后，我们都是义人。
But we need to first understand that after we have been saved by our Lord, we are our righteous men.
那现在这个义人要能够发出力量。
But now this righteous man must be able to take effect.
那这个义人要最后祷告的时候有功效，他是有一个过程要追求的。
And in order for this righteous man's prayer to take effect, there is a process.
因为我们今天说洗礼，这是一个动作，很快就结束了。
And today we say baptism is a simple action that It's very quick.
我相信主耶稣，他是我的救主。
I believe Lord Jesus is my Savior.
我愿意接受他所告诉我得救的方法。
I'm willing to accept the saving ways.
我就全身入浸接受洗礼。
So I fully immerse into the water and receive baptism.
我起来，我在神面前就成为义人。
After I come out of the water, I have become a righteous man.
但是这个是身份上的称义。
But you have been justified, made righteous.
但是实质上，我们的生命的内涵要经过追求。
But the nature, the essence of our faith needs to go through a process of pursuit.
那这个义人要怎么样才能够一直在神面前哦，蒙神的悦纳，然后他所做的事情能够蒙神祝福。
So how can this righteous man maintain his status and continue to be pleasing to the Lord?
那甚至他在神面前的祷告都蒙神垂听。
Even that his prayers will always be heard by God.
我们看第一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇第一篇。
Psalm chapter 1.
请读第二节。
Psalm chapter 1 verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law he meditates day and night.
第三节。
Verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
这里特别提到这个义人，首先第一个诗篇里面 一开头所说的就是要愿意喜爱神的话语的。
And here, the first trait of a righteous man that he must delight in the law of the Lord.
因为到第六节，他就说明这个人在神面前就是义人，他是走义人的道路。
And verse 6 says, he is a righteous man for he walks the way of the righteous.
他就告诉我们另外一条道路叫做恶人的道路。
And here tells us the other path, the other way is the way of the ungodly.
所以我们今天在主耶稣面前，我们在神面前，我们成为义人以后，走义人的道路了。
Today, after we have been made righteous before our Lord Jesus, then we walk on the way of the righteous.
我们知道恶人的道路必然是灭亡的。
We know the way of the ungodly leads to destruction.
但是义人的道路最后进入永生。
But the way of the righteous will lead to eternal life.
那现在义人是怎么样一个表现？
But now,
特质在哪里？
So what is the special traits of the righteous?
他说是喜爱神的律法。
First, he delight in the law of the Lord.
就是把神的律法当作他的喜乐。
And that is, he takes delight in the words of God.
然后呢，他还会昼夜思想。
He also meditates upon them day and night.
他说这个人是有福的。
And blessed is this person.
所以今天我们在信主之后，一定要喜爱神的话语。
So today, after we are baptized into the Lord, we must delight in the words of God.
我们如果真的会把神的话很看重，
If we truly value the words of God,
我们越看重，我们越发现神的话语在我们生命当中 所扮演的角色越来越重。
The more we value them, the more we'll realize the importance and the role the words of God play in our life.
那这神的话语在我们生命当中成为又真又活的生命的指引。
And that the words of God will become a living and powerful source in our life.
就是说，神的话他所讲的会在我们的生命当中实现的。
And what the Lord has said and promised will be fulfilled in our life.
是对每一个人都可以适用的。
And they are practical to every one of us.
哦，所以神的话是大有功效。神嘴巴所讲的话，每一句都带能力的。
Therefore, the words of God are greatly effective, and every promise is full of power.
所以义人一定是要喜爱神的话。
Therefore, a righteous man must delight in the words of God.
所以我们才会读圣经。
This is why we read the Bible.
所以今天我们生活在这么一个方便的时代里。
And now living in such a convenient society.
真的是神天大的恩典呢。
It is such a great blessing of God.
他的话让每一个人，你只要认识字的，你都可以读嘛。
So everyone who can read are accessible to all of us.
甚至不认识字的哈，都可以跟主耶稣求，让他最后能够看圣经了。
If you don't know how to read, you can plead to God, and God will let you read.
我们有很多弟兄姐妹，他们之前没有受过教育的。
And we have many brothers and sisters who were not, who did not receive good education before.
很多字他可能看不懂。
And they're not able to understand many of the words.
但是借着听道理。
But through listening to sermons.
借祷告。
Through praying.
借着这个一颗喜爱神话语的这个心智。
And through the simple heart of longing after the words of God.
神就让他们可以看圣经。
And God allowed them to be able to read the Bible.
就是能够看圣经，看报纸看不懂啊。
And so they can read the Bible only and not the newspaper.
但是就是看圣经就看得很明白啊。
But they're able to read and understand the Bible clearly.
我以前的阿嬷就是这样子啊。
And this is how my grandmother was like.
她不认识字，她没有读书啊。
And she cannot read. She did not go to school.
但是她那个有些圣经的字，她就认得的。
But she was able to recognize the words in the Bible.
因为她听到语，她听到记住。
Because when she hears the sermon, she remembers them.
然后她有时候自己拿圣经起来看。
Sometimes she would take out the Bible and read for herself.
她就这样子。照他所记得，他就这样读啊，他读出来了。
So by her memory, she was able to read the verses.
我们说有时候年纪大人要学东西很慢。
And sometimes we say those who are advancing age might take a little bit more time to learn.
看过就忘记啊。
You forget what you just read.
但是小孩子一看上去就记得了。
But for the young, they easily remember what they just read.
但是那神可以改变啊。
But we know God can change.
所以即使老人家他想要读圣经啊。
If an elderly wants to read the Bible,
那神就帮助他有智慧。
And God will grant them wisdom.
看了他就记得。
So they read it and they remember.
那个我们中文其实很难啊。对，我们在座青年，如果从小没有学中文的啊，看中文字好像天书一样。
And so we know the Chinese characters are actually very hard to learn.
因为每一个字你都没有记得，你就不知道什么意思啊。
Because you don't remember each word, then you don't know its meaning.
那你也不会读啊。
You don't know how to read it.
所以每一个字都要记得，都要读过、记过才能够连起来。
So you must be able to read through, remember each word.
所以没有记得，你就不知道那个字是什么东西。
Without remembering, then you don't know what it means.
但是神就是这么厉害啊。
But this is how powerful our God is.
老人家他就是有办法让他那个字，他就记得那个什么意思。
So God allowed the elderly to remember the meanings to each character.
所以我小时候曾经看过阿嬷在读圣经。
When I was little, I have seen how my grandmother read the Bible.
觉得很讶异。
And I was amazed.
那因为我的外公他有受过教育。
And because my grandfather was educated.
所以他常常叫他的先生说：“你读圣经给我听啊。”
So my grandmother often asked my grandfather to read the Bible to her.
他读给他听啊，他就旁边听这样。
So he would read it to her, and she would listen.
那我小时候看到他们一个在读圣经，就坐在那个椅子上，一个在听，一个在读。
And so when I was little, I would often see my grandfather reading the Bible to my grandmother.
我就觉得这个是一个很美的画面。
And I was seeing how beautiful it was.
因为就是他们夫妻两个一起在读圣经。
Because the couple, they were reading the Bible together.
一个不太会读，所以一个会读，就读给他听。
One could not read too well, so the other read to her.
所以喜爱神的律法。
Those who delight in the law of the Lord.
这是我们要成为义人的第一个入门。
And this is a prerequisite to becoming a righteous man.
那读了之后还要昼夜思想。
After you read of them, you need to meditate upon them day and night.
要去想，才会知道意思。
You must meditate so you know the meaning.
有时候我们读圣经看到字面的意思而已。
Sometimes when you read the Bible, we may only see its literal meanings.
没有去想，有时候就觉得好像也没有什么，一般的书也不是这样写嘛。
And without meditating, we may not think too much about them.
但是有时候我们有这个喜爱神的话语的心哦，神就感动我们，引导我们的道路。
But when we have this heart of pursuing after the word of God, then He will guide us.
这个人是有福的。
Because blessed is this man.
因为 当我们知道神的律法，就是神的话以后，
After we have come to know the words of the God,
我们就有智慧可以分辨了。
We have the wisdom to discern.
神的话是有功效的，是要让我们得救进天国的呢。
And the words of God is greatly effective. It will lead us to salvation.
所以有神的话以后呢，
After having the words of God,
我们才知道第一节那里所说的。
Then we know what is said in verse 1.
他说什么叫做义人的计谋？
And what is the,
恶人的计谋。
And what is the counsel of the ungodly?
什么叫做罪人的道路？
And what is the path of the sinners?
什么叫做亵慢人的座位？
And what is the seat of the scornful?
如果我们没有神的律法来引导我们，
And without the guidance of the words of God,
有时候我们傻傻的走在罪人的道路，我们都不知道。
And sometimes we would not even know when we're walking on the path of the ungodly.
因为世人以为正的路通常都是自己认为很好的。
But what is regarded righteous to the men in this world may deem fit to us.
但是最终这条人自以为正的路，最后就引到死亡。
But ultimately, this path will lead to destruction.
那有时候我们不知道分辨的时候，我们坐上亵慢人的座位。
Sometimes without discernment, we may not even know when we have seated on the seat of the scornful.
这个所谓亵慢人的，就是会讲那个讥笑的话的。
And scornful are those who speak words of mockings.
有些人讲话尖酸刻薄。
You know, some people are very sarcastic.
讲出来的话都是在讽刺人的。
And they speak words of sarcasm.
或者是就是对人听的，人家听的都很不舒服的话。
Or those are words that are not pleasing to people's ears.
有时候我们跟外面不信主的朋友在一起久了以后。
Sometimes when we have been with our worldly, with our friends in this world for too long.
很多时候我们讲话就会比较像，你知道吗？
Very naturally, we will speak like them.
他们讲的那个tone，他们讲那个语调，我们就会学。
And we will talk in the same manner, in the same way and tones as them.
所以有时候你就，甚至还不是只有说跟人相处，有时候听那个音乐也是会这样。
And so not only in our speech, sometimes when we listen to the music,
常常听那个音乐，那种音乐。
If we often to the same kind of music,
有时候很自然的写字或者是说话，都变那个样子。
Very naturally, the way we write, the way we act, will be the same as the music.
这个叫做坐上亵慢人的座位。
And this is what it means to sit on the seat of the scornful.
有时候我们被人家利用，我们跟从了这个恶人的计谋。
And sometimes we have been used by others to walk on the path of the sinners.
所以这个就是。这个叫做恶人的道路。
And this is what we call the path of the ungodly.
今天我们如果有神的话，神的律法以后，
After today, after we have the words of God,
我们就可以分辨了。
We're able to discern.
所以第一节才说，
In verse 1 says,
连续三个不。
And says, not.
不从，我不站，我不坐。
I will not walk, I will not stand, nor will I sit.
所以有这个律神的话以后，我们才懂得分别为圣。
And now after we have the words of Lord, then we know how to segregate ourselves.
不然我们人很自然的都想要跟人家一样啊。
Or as men, naturally we all want to be just like others.
特别青年最明显啊。
Especially apparent in the youth.
如果在这个 peer 当中不被接受，就觉得说我被人家排挤啊，心里面情绪很受伤了。
And today, if you're not accepted by your peers, then you will become an outcast and you will be depressed.
有时候我们就尽量要让我们自己能够 fit in, 能够进入这个团体里面。
And so most of the time, we try to let ourselves to fit in into a certain group.
我们就不敢表现跟人家不一样。
And we don't want to act differently from others.
那其实就是我们不知道什么叫做分别了。
But at that time, we no longer know how to discern ourselves.
久了，我们的观念就跟不信人一样。
After a period of time, we will think just the same as the unbelievers.
我们的价值也跟他们一样啊。
Our value is just the same as them.
我们就没办法把这个时间分别出来敬拜神了。
And then we cannot separate the time out to worship our Lord.
有时候世人他们没有这个神的话语在引导的时候，人总是满足自己的欲望了。
And sometimes without the guidance of the Lord, the unbelievers they will satisfy themselves with their own wants.
所以义人一定要首先愿意喜爱神的律法。
So first of all, the righteous man must delight in the ways of God.To meditate upon them.
然后去分辨我今天的生，用神的话语来反省我的生活。
And use the words of God to reflect, examine our own lives.
那这样子，他这个人是有福的。
And by that, blessed is this man.
他的福在哪里呈现呢？
So where is this blessing revealed?
他第三节用这个比喻。
So verse 3 is an example.
他说像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
他说他按时候结果子。
He will bring forth fruit in its season.
叶子不枯干。
Whose leaf will never wither.
凡他所行的尽都顺利。
And whatever he does shall prosper.
也就是说，这个神的话语会让我们的生命真的充满意义。
And that is the words of God will make our life meaningful.
因为一棵树在溪水旁的时候
，When a tree is planted by the water，
它就一直源源不绝的领受这个养分水分。
It will continuously to receive nutrients from the water。
所以这棵树它的生命力很旺盛。
And therefore, this tree is full of life。
它会结果子。
It will bear fruits。
就是它的生活，别人可以看出来是不一样的。
And that people may see that he leads a different life。
结果子，那这个种树人如果看到有果子长出来，就很高兴啊。
And so who see the gardener who sees a fruit will be greatly delighted。
所以义人是神种在世上的。
Therefore, the righteous men are those who have been planted by the Lord in this world.
神把我们放在我们现在生活的每一个角落里面。
God has placed us in every corner of our life.
那神要我们结果子。
God wants us to bear fruit.
就是我们在生活当中能够成为他的美好见证。
And so that we may become a beautiful testimony to him in our life.
那个栽培我们的这个主，他就心里得喜悦。
Our Lord who cultivates us will be greatly delighted.
那现在他说叶子也不枯干。
And now the leaf will never wither.
你看现在冬天
，It's the winter time.
有很多树叶都掉了
，Many leaves have fallen.
那这个就是因为这个寒冬啊，越寒冷的冬天，很自然这个叶子都掉下来啊。
So during the winter time, very naturally the leaves will fall.
但他说叶子不枯干的，不掉。
But he says the leaf will never wither nor fall.
表示说，即使碰到很艰巨的环境
，So even when it's facing a very harsh environment,
就是我们碰到困难了。
That is when we are met with troubles.
生命里面遇到一些我们觉得像寒冬一样啊，冷冰冰的。
So in your life, if you encounter a situation that's just like a harsh winter.
但是我们的叶子还是不枯干呢。
But our leaf will never wither.
表示我们在这个考验当中，在困境当中，还是可以过去。
And that is we will overcome and walk through this tribulation.
仍然可以结果子。
And we will still be able to bear fruit.
仍然是主耶稣基督美好的见证的。
And we are still a beautiful testimony of our Lord.
那所以。你看这样的一个人，他说：“凡他所行的，尽都顺利。”
And therefore, such a person will prosper in all that he does.、
哦、所以我们就发现，一个人生命没有福气啊。
So we can see whether or not a person is blessed.
不是说啊、哦，他一直都是生活很平顺， does, 什么事情都很好。
And does that mean this person has lived a very peaceful life?
他的生命的品质在表现在遇到很艰巨的环境的时候，他还是可以结果子。
And the quality of his life. Depends on that he is still able to bear fruits even in a harsh environment.
这个叫做义人。
And this is called a righteous man.
那这个就是蒙神喜悦的。
And this is one pleasing to the Lord.
所以我们今天要让我们的祷告有功效。
Therefore, today we need our prayers to be effective.
首先，我们一定要能够喜爱神的话。
First of all, we need to delight in the words of the Lord.
让读圣经成为我们生活的一部分。
And that reading the Bible may become part of our life.
每一天都让神的话语充满在我们的心里。
Every day, the words of the Lord may fill our hearts.
然后常常去思想。
To often meditate upon them.
圣经说是昼夜思想。
And the Bible here says to meditate day and night.
躺在床上的时候睡不着，要做什么？
What do you do when you can't sleep on your bed?、
哎、有人说算绵羊。
Some people say count sheep.
一只两只三只这样算到99只的时候就睡着了。
One sheep, two sheep, then you will probably fall asleep when you count to 99 sheep.
也是可以的。
You may do that.
但是有时候算越久越担心啊。
So you know, sometimes the more you count, the more anxious you will become.
你算这么多了，算好几百了，几千了还不睡。
And you've count to the hundreds, to the thousands, yet you still can't fall asleep.、
嗯、想到明天又要工作，那怎么办呢？
And you will worry, thinking you still have to work tomorrow.
啊，有人躺在床上的时候
，Some people when they lay on the bed,
啊，想今天某某人跟我说了哪一句话，我实在是非常气。
So they think about what certain people have said to them, and they are very angry still.
啊，做了哪件事情，实在是很不得已。
Or what they something they did out of their own will.
我们有时候在床上睡不着的时候，就是想东想西的。
So these are the things sometimes we think about when we can't sleep.
最好的方法。
So the best solution.
就是像这里说的。
As I said here.
思想神的话语
Meditate upon the words of God.
想想我们所读过的圣经
And think about the Bibles, the passages we have read.
这句话到底对我有什么意义
And what benefits and meaning do these verses mean?
我要怎么把它用出来在我的生活里
How can I apply them to my life?
如果我做不到的
Whatever I can't do.
主啊帮助我
Lord, please help me.
我们随时随地都可以祷告不是吗
And aren't we able to pray at all times and at all places?
所以我们在床上的时候睡不着那作为思想的时候想神的话语跟神祷告
So when we can't fall asleep on our bed, meditate upon the words of God and pray to him.
他说这样子这个叫做一个义人。
So this is the definition of a righteous man.
当我们的心充满神的话语的时候
When our hearts are filled with the words of God.
我们的祷告很自然的就会合乎神他的心意。
And very naturally, our prayers will be according to the will of God.
我们不会妄求。
We will not pray in vain.
我们祷告并不会为了要 来满足我们的私欲。
We will not pray in order to satisfy our own wants.
所以我们祷告绝对不会变成我们来命令神说：“神啊，我要这个，你要帮我做。”
Therefore, in our prayer, we'll never ask God to fulfill this for me.
我们不会把神当作仆人呢。
We will not treat God as our servant.
啊，我 order 这个哦，你要什么时候给我送来哦
？So this is I put in an order, and we ask God to deliver our order to us at a certain time.
有时候还跟神限定时间要 express 的。
Or sometimes we may ask God to solve our problems right away.
还不可以太慢。
Cannot be too slow.
啊，最好 overnight， 马上明天就有。
And best if He can deliver that solution to us overnight.
这个有时候我们就会误会了。
And sometimes we have misunderstood.
我们在祷告的时候，我们明白神有他的意思。
In our prayer, we must understand God has His own will. He has His own timing.
所以我们在祷告当中耐心等候。
So we must wait patiently in our prayers.
那最终我们一定会发现，我们祷告是有功效。
Ultimately, we'll know that our prayers are effective.
神会垂听我们祷告。
And God will surely hear our prayers.
第二个。
Secondly.
现在请看第五篇。
Let's read chapter 5.
诗篇第五篇。
Psalm chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1. Verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation.
第二节。
Verse 2, give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for you I will pray.
第三节。
Verse 3, my voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you and I will look up.
这三节呢，在提到这个义人他的祷告。
Here mentions the prayer of a righteous man.
第一章在讲神的话语。
Verse 1, chapter 1 mentions the words of God.
第五篇在讲祷告。
Chapter 5 mentions the prayer of a righteous man.
那这前面这三节啊
，The first three verses，
你注意看呢、啊。
If you read carefully，
他说：“求你听我的言语。”
It says, "Give ear to my words."
求你顾念我的心事。
Consider my meditation.
然后到第二节又说
，Verse two，
求你垂听我呼求的声音，我的声音。
And give heed to the voice of my cry.
好，到第三节哈、啊，第三节后面这里说。早晨你必听我的声音。
And my voice you shall hear in the morning.
好，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意。
In the morning, I will direct it to you.
好，那你是我的王。
You are my king.
你是我的神。
You are my God.
好，都是我的。
And you are mine.
你看他说，主你是我的王，我的神。
And here it says, God, you are my king, my God.
求你留心听我的言语。
And may you take heed of my words.
你听我的声音。
Hear my voice.
所以我们祷告是要跟神发出声音的。
So in our prayer, we must make our voice known to God.
所以很自然，你看我们今天得圣灵的人哦。
Today, those who have received the Holy Spirit.
一定会这个灵言在祷告的时候就会发出声音的。
And when they pray in a tongue, naturally they will utter this voice.
这个声音，圣灵用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
And within this voice, the Holy Spirit will pray for us.
那表示我们呼求的声音，神都听到，神都接受的。
And that is God has heard and accepted our voice of Christ.
我要向你陈明我的心意。
I will make known to you my heart.
哦，那所以这个祷告，我们就看到他是认识神的，神是谁
？We can see within this prayer, he knows who God is.
是一个谦卑的心在求神说：“神啊，求你听我的话语。”
He is praying and pleading to God with a heart of humility, asking the Lord to hear my prayer.
把我的心愿向你陈明。
I am uttering and giving to you my heart and cries.
那我们是把一天最好的时间用来祷告的。
And we utilize the best time of the day to pray to God.
所以这里我们看到他祷告是献上那个早晨的美好的时光。
So here we see he has offered up the beautiful morning.
因为第三节他一直在强调，早晨你要听我的声音。
Verse 3 says, "My voice you shall hear in the morning."
早晨，那我一定向你陈明我的心意。
And it is in the morning that I will direct it to you.
并且要警醒。
And I will look up.
所以第三节他说一个很重要的道理。
Verse 3 tells us of a very important teaching.
他相信神在早晨的时候会听我的声音。
He believes that God will listen to his voice in the morning.
为什么
？Why is that?
我们早上的祷告跟晚上的祷告有什么差别
？What's the difference between prayers in the morning and prayers in the evening？
我们一早起来的时候
，When we wake up early in the morning，
今天这一天都还没有开始
，The day has yet to start。
我们的心比较安静
，Our heart is quiet，
比较纯
，It is pure。
所以我们的心比较容易静下来
，And we are more easily able to calm our hearts。
还不会有一些其他的今天所发生的事情来。搅动我们的心灵。
And there's nothing yet to disturb our hearts.
那昨天的事情已经过去了。
Everything that happened yesterday have already passed.
今天 等一下要展开的生活，我们还不知道会发生什么事情。
And with the day that is about to begin, we don't know what will happen.
所以早晨你必听我的声音，表示当我们在比较心灵比较轻的时候，神就一定会听我们的祷告。清心的人可以见神。
In the morning, when our hearts are more pure, God will hear our prayer.
那他知道神听那个清心人的祷告吗？
And he knows that God listens to the prayer of those who are pure in heart.
然后这个作者又说，大卫就说，
And David says,
早晨我就要向你陈明我的心意。
And in the morning, I will direct my heart to you.
我一定用我最好的时间来给你祷告。
And I will pray to you in my best time.
然后呢，在这个祷告当中，我并要警醒。
In my prayer, in this prayer, I will look up to you.
所以在祷告里面，以求神来帮助他，很警醒的态度过今天的生活。
So in the prayer, we ask the Lord to, he asks the Lord to give him a very watchful heart that he may go through the day.
他就知道什么是恶事，神不喜悦的。
So he may know what are the wicked things.
什么是那个恶的话，那个苦毒的话语不要出口的。
And what are the curses and the bitter words that should never be uttered?
因为第四节一直到第六节
，from verse 4 to verse 6，
他都在说明神不喜悦，神是公义圣洁的神，他不喜爱这些恶的事情。
He says God is a righteous and holy God. He does not take delight in the wicked things.
如果是恶人，如果是狂傲的人
，so if it's a person of wickedness and of boasting，
或者是那个作孽的
，or those who are evil doers，
或者是说谎话的
，and those who speaks lies，
或者是那个弄诡诈的，想要骗人的
，or those who are tricky，
那这些都是神所憎恶的。
All these are abominable to God.
如果我们在早晨的时候能够向神这样子祷告，陈明我们的心意
，if we're able to pray in this manner and make our hearts known to God，
并要警醒
，then we will be watchful.
那我们必然不会去做这些恶事或成为恶人，是神所憎恶的。
Then naturally, we will not do and speak words that are displeasing to God.
所以早晨的祷告很重要。
Therefore, prayers in the mornings are very important.
弟兄姐妹，我们早上一定要抓住这个机会来跟神陈明我们的心意。
Therefore, all of us need to take the opportunity in the morning to make our hearts known to God.
这样子，我们才有可能越来越圣洁了。
Only by that are we able to become more and more holy.
因为等到今天去犯了很多错误
，until the end of day when you have made mistakes.
到晚上要睡觉的时候
，before you go to bed,
才跟神说啊，神啊，实在是对不起哦。
And then you said to God, Lord, I am sorry.
拜托哦，原谅我。
Please forgive me.
我实在是不是故意的。
And I did not mean anything I did.
那为什么不要在早上的时候就求神帮助我们，不要去犯错呢
？And why don't we not pray in the morning, ask our Lord to help us throughout the day, so we don't make any mistakes?
以其事后才来后悔，才来求神赦免。
And instead to regret at the end of the day, asking the Lord to forgive us.
不止无在一开头的时候就求神给我们一个警醒的心。
And better if we could ask God in the morning to grant us a watchful heart.
赐给我们力量，
grant us strength.
能够克服这个引诱。
And that we may overcome temptations.
能够指引我们的道路，走在这个义人的道路上。
And guide our path so we may walk on the path of the righteous.
这样不是最好的吗？
Isn't this better?
这个就是义人。
This is a righteous man.
他的生活会做的事情。
And this is what he does in his life.
所以我们一定要把我们的生活的这些生活的次序摆正。
So we must make right the priorities in our life.
那第七节。
Verse 7.
然后至于我，我要凭你丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所。
But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy.
我必存敬畏你的心，向你的圣殿下拜。
And in fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple.
表示他这个在警醒的时候，他都知道我要到神的圣殿来跟神敬拜。
In his watchfulness, he knows to come and worship the Lord in his house.
这是凭着你丰盛的慈爱才能够来到。
For it is by the multitude of your mercy that we may come to the Lord's house.
所以我们，你看，从一个敬畏神的心来到神面前。
So we come to the Lord with a fearful heart.
我们看到神的圣洁。
We have seen his holiness.
我们去体验神他跟我们同在。
And we have experienced his abidance with us.
能够在神的殿里面去更贴近神的心意。
So that we may draw even closer to his will in his temple.
那这样的一个义人在祷告。
And so the prayer of such a righteous man.
神怎么会不听呢？
How can God not listen to it?
所以我们现在请看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11. 11, but let all those rejoice who put their trust in you, let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you.
十二节。
12. For you, O Lord, will bless in righteousness. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield.
这里就看到这个义人神给他们的保护。
And here are the guidance, protection from God to the righteous.
神给的福气。
The blessings for the righteous.
他说， 在这个义人哦，他是蛮有喜乐的。
So the righteous is full of joy.
时常欢呼的。
They delight and rejoice always.
我们的生活当中哦，你就一定会有笑容了。
So you will always be smiling in your life.
有些人生活当中没有笑容。
Sometimes people don't smile.
整天有一个这个苦瓜脸。
They have a grumpy face.
今天信主的人如果整天是苦瓜脸的。
But today, if you're a believer, you have a grumpy face all day long.
一定是哪个地方有问题的。
Then there must be a problem.
因为如果我们是在神面前的义人呢
？Because we're if we're righteous men before the Lord.
时常会有满足。
We are always satisfied.
喜乐欢呼。
We are always rejoicing and joyful.
我们所以他一直提到说，我们靠神可以欢心呢。
So here says we may rejoice when we put our trust in God.
所以十二节说，神必赐福给义人。
So here says God will bless the righteous.
用恩惠做盾牌来维护他。
And with favor, he will surround them as with a shield.
所以神会保护啊。
God will protect us.
所以我们人活在这个神的这个指引底下，我们真的是啊很放心呢。
So when we live under the guidance of God, we will have a peaceful heart.
生活当中会遇到什么遭遇，我们不知道吗
？We don't know what we'll face in our life.
但是不管怎么样
，But regardless,
神用恩惠当作盾牌来四面维护我们。
And God will shield us with His grace.
所以意外，神就给我们保护。
So even in times of accidents, God will guide us. 有时候
神甚至让我们脱离这些凶恶的事情。
Even at times, God will deliver us from the wicked things.
这个不是就是主耶稣教导我们祷告里面的内容之一吗
？And isn't this part of the Lord's prayer?
你看，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil.
我们今天如果能够这样子来追求。成为神眼中的义人，真正的义人。
Today, if we're able to pursue after becoming a true righteous man in the eyes of God,
我们出入都有神的恩惠相随。
And God's grace will surely abide with us, whether we go in and out of.
所以我们在神面前
，before the Lord's presence,
真的可以喜乐，可以很放心，可以很满足。
We may truly be joyful and content and satisfied.
第三个
，Thirdly,
第六篇呢
？Chapter 6 of Psalm.
第六篇
，Chapter 6.
我们现在看第一节。
Let's read verse 1. Verse 1. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure.
第二节。
2. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled.
第三节。
Verse 3. My soul also is greatly troubled, but you, O Lord, how long?
这一篇呢，也是大卫的诗。
This is also a psalm of David.
这一篇呢，如果仔细读会发现哦，这是一篇充满眼泪的祷告。
If you read this carefully, this is a psalm of tears.
我们人在这个世界上哦，很难一直维持非常高的这个属灵的程度。
In living this world, it's very difficult for us to keep our spiritually always at a high point.
真实的信仰里面，有时候会碰到这个所谓灵性的低潮。
And sometimes in our faith, life of faith, we will experience or undergo this low point, down point in our faith.
我们人很难不犯错。
So it is very difficult for us not to sin.
但是犯错的时候
，But when we make mistakes,
这个并不可怕。
And that is not something to be fearful of.
我们犯了怎样的错误之后，我们并不懂得改变。
And what is what is dreadful is that we don't know how to change after we have made a mistake.
其实在这第六章里面，这个如果查大卫他的背景啊
，If we read into the history,
我们会发现其实大卫在他的生活当中也犯了很多错误，惹神发怒的。
We also know David had made many mistakes.In his life.
但是他求神可怜呢。
But he asked God to have pity on him.
他跟神承认说：“主啊，我软弱。”
He confessed to the Lord that I am weak.
因为我的罪，我今天生病了，肉体生病，我的心灵也生病了。
And today I am sick because of my sin, both physically and spiritually.
求你医治我。
Please heal me.
他在神面前承认错误。
And now he confessed his own mistake before the Lord.
所以我们说义人呢。
Today, when we speak of a righteous man,
并不是说永远不会犯错。
It is not a person who will never make mistakes.
犯错是说，因为我们会生活当中遇到一些过犯。
And we make mistakes because we will go through some transgression.
这些过犯，我们要在神面前大大的战兢。
But we need to be greatly fearful of these transgressions.
我们要祈求神怜悯赦免我们。
We need to ask the Lord to have pity on us and to forgive us.
所以义人绝对离不开在神面前认罪悔改。
So righteous men will always be confessing their sins before the Lord.
为什么要读圣经？我们过去读以斯拉记，读尼希米记啊。
In the past, we have read through the book of Ezra and Nehemiah.
你看以斯拉、尼希米这两个人物啊。
If you read the characters of Ezra and Nehemiah,
他们听到神的百姓受苦。
When they have heard the suffering of the people of God,
听到神的殿荒凉
Has heard of the desolation of God's temple.
听到神的百姓没有遵行神的律法。
And have heard how the people disobeyed the laws of God.
他们就真的是好像他自己犯错一样。
And they prayed as if they themselves have sinned.
然后他就禁食祷告。
They fasted and prayed.
然后就哭泣，在神面前哭泣悲哀啊。
They also wept bitterly for days before the Lord.
所以义人他是会对为这个罪的事情会觉得很忧心。
So this righteous man will sorrow, after the matters of sin.
然后他会在神面前战惊。
And they will tremble and fear before the Lord.
因为知道人如果在神面前犯罪，这是何等大的大事。
And because they know how great of a sin for people to sin before the Lord.
要祈求神怜悯。
They need to ask for God's mercy.
所以义人就是懂得认罪。
The righteous man knows to confess their sins.
他跟神祷告。
When they pray to God,
求神能够搭救。
They pleaded God to save them.
我们有时候我们在碰到困难的时候，我们真的是希望说，我们都快要淹没了，不要沉下去，不要求神把我们拉起来。
Sometimes in the midst of our troubles, before we're overwhelmed, we ask God to deliver us out of our troubles.
请读第四节。
Verse 4, Return, O Lord, deliver me, O save me for your mercy's sake.
第五节。
Verse 5, For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks?
你看这里，他说神啊，求你转回来搭救我。
And here it says, Return, O Lord, save me, deliver me.
他这样子很勇敢的祈求，基于两个原因。
And he was able to make such a brave request for two reasons.
是第一个原因是因为你的慈爱拯救我。
And first is because of your mercy's sake that you will save me.
是因为主你是有慈爱的神。
Because Lord, you are a merciful God.
你愿意救我。
You are willing to save me.
第二个原因第五节说。
Second reason in verse 5.
因为在死地无人会纪念你。
And for in death there is no remembrance of you.
也就是说如果我死了之后我就没办法赞美你了。
And after I die, there would be no one to remember you.
所以你现在赶快救我。
So please save me now.
我就赶快回来要称谢你。
And I will return quickly to praise you.
所以表示我们今天得到神的祷告蒙神垂听之后，会懂得感谢赞美他。
And that is today after our prayers have been heard by God, we need to know how to give thanks to Him.
他立了一个心志。
And make a new determination.
我要赞美神。
That I will praise God.
说我要感谢神，回报神的恩典。
And I will repay and thank Him for His grace.
所以他勇敢的求神搭救我。
So he courageously asked the Lord to deliver him.
你是有慈爱的神，你绝对不会把我放在不管。
You are a merciful God. You will never forsake me.
然后我之后我要称谢你。
After that, I will thank you.
你看他这样的祷告用什么心情呢
？So what kind of mentality did he have when he made such a prayer？
第六节
，Verse 6 I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears.
这一句话，如果换成白话文来看呢
？So if we read this，
就是说我实在苦到实在不行了，神啊
！So I am painful to such an extent.
我每天晚上哈都哭啊，哭到。眼泪把我的床都飘起来了。
I cry every night till my tears have overflowed my bed.
那个眼泪已经变成水灾了，把我都快要淹死了。
And my tears have turned into a flood, and it is drowning me.
那表示说他真的在说明他那个痛悔的心志。
And here he has made clear his heart of repentance.
所以你看这个义人，他就有这种认罪悔改的心呢。
So righteous man has a heart.Of repentance.
用这样的求神搭救的这个谦卑的态度来祈求，你说神不垂听吗
？And so with such a humility pleading for God's saving, will God not listen to his prayer?
神必然听
，God will surely listen.
所以现在看第九节
，Verse 9, the Lord has heard my supplication; the Lord will receive my prayer.
神必听我的恳求，他必收纳我的祷告。所以义人的祷告有功效。
So the prayer of a righteous man is effective.
让我们一起来。喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想。
And let us come long after the words of God and meditate upon them day and night.
让我们懂得把一天最好的时光用来祷告，祈求神帮助，让我们警醒。
And let us learn to offer the best time of our day in the morning to offer our prayer to God.
让我们一起在神面前能够谦卑的认罪悔改。
And let us together learn to humble ourselves and confess of our sins and repent.
祈求神以他的慈爱来搭救我们。
And plead that His saving grace will deliver us.
让我们可以重新的。称谢赞美他
That we may once again praise and thank him.
让我们可以在神面前真正成为义人
So that we may truly become the righteous before the Lord.
一起来唱诗
Sing him together.
495首
Sing him 495.